Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jim Curtin, who's the Vice President of National Accounts with Surya. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How about yourself?
I'm good. You know, I missed you in Atlanta. You guys moved up on the 12th floor. Let's get to that in just a second, but just a little background. Most people know, Jim, you've been in the soft side of the flooring business for a long time with Shaw, with Tuftex. You were National Accounts with Tuftex, and then you were Shaw Living. And then when they shut that business down, you moved over to Surya.
That's correct. Long time. I was a long time employee of Shaw for 23 years. Had a great run there. Enjoyed it very much. When they exited the rug business, I made the decision to stay in the rug business and joined an outstanding company in Surya.
And we'll get into some of the details around Surya, actually a very aggressively goal-oriented company. Let's talk about the Atlanta rug market. You're up on the 12th floor. Talk about why you moved up there, because generally, I mean, rugs have been down on those lower floors.
That's correct. We're not only a rug manufacturer and vendor, we're also in the accessory business as well. That's a very large part of our business. We're in the pillow business, wall art, lighting, basically any accessory for the home. We are involved in that part of the business. And if you looked at the mark, the accessory floors are screaming with designers, retailers, and people. So we enjoy a lot of traffic on the 12th floor, and we're very happy with our location.
And you say that you sell all these other products, but area rugs is still your number one item as far as sales volume, right?
It is. By percentages, it's going down.
Okay.
By dollars, it continues to go up. Uh-huh. But by percentages, it's running around 75 to 80% of our business today. A year ago, it was running about 85 to 90% of our business. So you can see that accessories are becoming a bigger part of our business as we move forward.
Yeah, but still three quarters rugs, and that's one of the main things I want to talk to you about. So
sure.
What were some of the trends you saw? I mean, are we seeing prices, average sale price for an area rug? Is it going up? What are the trends in the area rug business?
We're definitely seeing a trend go up. During the recession, we were looking at a lot of $150 to $250 rugs, basing it on the 5x8. We're now, our sweet spot now is running anywhere from $500 to $700. So we're definitely seeing a trend going up. We're seeing more wool being sold. We're seeing more hand-tufted, hand-knotted rugs being sold. So, yeah, the trend is on the upswing.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I did interview your CEO in the U.S., a fairly relatively young guy, under 40. His name's Satya Tiwari, and we interviewed last August, and he made a bold statement during that interview that if the area rug business is a $3 billion business, he wants to have a third of it in the next 3 years. So how are you doing on that goal?
Well, actually, our goal is $1 billion. Last year it was 10 years. Now we're down to 9. So we want to be a billion-dollar company within the next 9 years. We're reaching our goals. We're getting there step by step. Last year we went over for the first time, and we made this public. We told people we hit the $100 million mark. The year before that, we did right around $80 million. So we're growing at well over a rate of 20% a year, and we're pretty pleased with that. We're above that this year as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you had to define kind of what your fit was, your USP, tell us a little bit about how you differentiate yourself versus the others.
We differentiate ourselves with a lot of product. We have over 4,500 rug patterns, mm-hmm. time sizes. If you look at some of our best-selling products, we have over 30 sizes available in those products. Products like Caesar and Athena, which are some of the best-selling hand-tufted rugs in the industry. We've got rounds, squares, 9x13s, 12x15s. We've got virtually every size imaginable in those better-selling rugs.
Mm-hmm.
So we differentiate ourselves with product, looks. We try to hit every price point. We try to have every look for every consumer.
And one of the things that, as you know my audience pretty well. We've known each other for a long time. You know, most of who's listening now are the specialty retailers. What can you tell them, Jim, from your perspective, to motivate them to consider this rug business another time? I mean, if they've got, 3,000 to 5,000 square feet and they're the flooring store for the area, I mean, if they don't have rugs, they're missing a pretty critical category, aren't they?
And I'll take it a step further. If they're missing rugs, they're missing an awful lot. In my mind, if they're missing accessories, mm-hmm. rug is not a floor covering product, it's an accessory. If they're missing accessories, they're missing a lot. And this is something that I've mentioned to many other executives in the industry and retailers themselves, that the flooring retailer today has changed. They've become more sophisticated. Not that they weren't sophisticated before, but the way that they're merchandising product is much different. Mm-hmm. They're decorating their store today, which is where we can come in handy. We can put them in the rug business with not an $80,000 to $100,000 inventory. We can do it with a $2,500 display. We can drop ship. We can show our entire 4,500 rug catalog. They can sample upwards of 120 rugs, and we can drop ship any size that we have available. And we're not the only people that can do this. There's a lot of people in manufacturers in the rug business that can do this as well. I certainly recommend to a flooring retailer that they're in the rug business and the accessory business. If you look at HGTV today, the trend is towards hard surface. The consumer is certainly putting rugs on top of that hard surface. And if you look at Flip This House, after that house has been redecorated and reworked, they come in and they set that house up with plenty of rugs. And the rug is the accessory. It's the color pop. So is the pillow and the vase and the wall art. So there's a lot of things happening and a lot of things that can happen with the flooring retailer if they take a look at what they can do with the inside the accessory business. The other thing that it does, certainly, Kemp, is increase their floor traffic. The consumer today, we know, is looking for flooring anywhere from 7 to 9 years. Mm-hmm. They're looking for a pillow a lot sooner than that. They're looking for a rug a lot sooner than that. So this is an opportunity to increase their floor traffic on a daily basis.
All right, let me tell you two concerns, because I talked to a lot of these guys since they're my listeners, and they have two concerns. One is that, you know, who's going to help me? Because, you know, this is going to be an investment I make in inventory. It's cash and carry. Yes, I see the benefit, but I've got to have the right items. So that's concern one. How can I get the right items?
Well, the one thing that we do, we sell a display we call the Design Gallery, mm-hmm. which holds upwards of 88 samples. What we do is we put those samples in, and it can be by the selection of the retailer, or it can be by our regional bestseller list. So it can be done either way. But we say to that retailer, if you've got 20 products or 30 products or 40 products in that display that don't fit you, send them back to us, and we'll replace them with products that will sell it free of charge.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we'll keep doing that. Mm-hmm. So we'll keep doing that until they find their sweet spot.
So you'll do inventory control. The second concern, and it's probably the biggest elephant in the room, is, okay, some people are guessing that maybe 30% of rugs are sold online direct. So, you know, how do you keep people from coming in and showrooming me and then going and finding that product somewhere else for less?
Well, first of all, the Internet is part of reality. It's part of the business. But I will tell you that there's still, if 30% is the right number, mm-hmm. There's still 70% that's being sold in brick and mortar. And the one thing that we do is protect our brick and mortar customers with not only a map pricing, but we certainly help them with exclusive product. Whatever we need to do to help that retailer mm-hmm. merchandise product and compete with the Internet, we'll do it. Private labeling is a way to do it. There's an awful lot of ways to skin a cat. But again, 70% of a $3 billion business is being sold through brick and mortar, so there's an opportunity out there for everybody. And I don't think we'll see the rapid growth in Internet that we saw over the course of the past 5-6 years as we move forward. There's still the consumer that wants to feel it, touch it, and walk out the store with it.
All right, great, Jim. It's good to talk to you about this. So I've been talking to Jim Curtin, Vice President of National Accounts with Surya, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.